Welcome to the Science of Exercise and Pain with Ask OT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast at Anchor FM. Today's topic is America and racism as a social determinant of health. The World Health Organization defines social determinants of health as conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age. These circumstances are shaped by the distribution of money, power, resources at global, national, and local levels. Social determinants of health are mostly responsible for health inequities, the unfair and avoidable differences in health statuses within and between countries, and even communities. Within our profession of occupational therapy, there is the occupational injustice framework. This says a person is denied, excluded from, or deprived of opportunity to pursue meaningful occupations, or when unchosen occupations are imposed upon them. Within the last month, there has been loss within communities of color and specifically the African American community. In Georgia, there was the loss of Ahmaud. Ahmaud was participating in the occupation of running and physical fitness in his Georgia community, and his life was cut short. Someone else in his community decided for him that he should not have the opportunity to pursue the meaningful occupation of running and imposed upon him a death sentence. Within my current home of Minneapolis, Minnesota, we experienced the loss of yet another individual, George Floyd. He was a transplant from Houston, Texas, who migrated north for opportunity, for jobs. This story is not unusual for many of us who are from communities of color. Our grandparents migrated from the south to the north for better opportunities. Many of us have done the same for graduate school and for professional work. This is what Mr. Floyd did as well. His opportunity to pursue meaningful occupations, which was to be a truck driver and a bouncer and a community member within Minnesota, was eliminated. And what was imposed upon him also was death. Social determinant of health, called racism, is something that the research in public health and other spheres has been confirming to be a contributor to poor health, both physical health and mental health. While many of us have been sounding the alarm and making us aware of this relationship, many of us who are within the health fields have been in denial, persisting with the colorblind philosophy. COVID-19 proved to us that there is no colorblindness. The statistics of who is getting sick and who is not getting sick is very clear. Social determinants of health, and specifically the social determinant of health called racism, is a contributor to death and early mortality in our communities of color, specifically African American and other marginalized ethnic minority communities. As occupational therapists and occupational therapy assistants, it is our responsibility to be aware of our OT practice frameworks, including the occupational injustice framework, which helps us as practitioners recognize when our patients and community members are being denied, excluded from, or deprived from opportunity to pursue meaningful occupations, and when unchosen occupations are imposed upon them. Let us not be passive. Let us not turn blind eye. Let us not pretend that culture does not matter. Let us pretend that social determinants of health does not matter. Let us not pretend we do not have the time to pursue this. Let us not spend more time researching and wondering why we cannot find students and professionals of color for our programs. Racism is dangerous. It is psychologically and physically distressing for our communities. We, from communities of color, as therapists, as therapy assistants, and on behalf of our patients, ask you to do more than to turn your head away and say you do not understand, you cannot do anything, that your hands are tied, or sit in silence. This is Ask OT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast at Anchor FM. Thank you for your support.